Hey, Illawarra, Foster Care Week wraps up today, and I know a couple of Illawarrians, Tony and Michelle, and Michelle's actually in with us this morning, along with Dee Nobes from Barnardo's, who can help you become a foster parent. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
So, Michelle, you have had 12 beautiful foster kids through your doors over the years. Do we go with beautiful, or have some of them been a little bit of rat bag-ish, I guess you could say?
Well, they're all beautiful, but they're all rat bags as well. Well, but we take both sides. We love them all.
Well, and that's the thing. There is a little bit of a stigma. And when you think foster care child, you think of bad upbringing, potentially sometimes quite sad. That's not due to a fault of their own. Is it a struggle to look after foster kids?
It's not easy, but it's very rewarding. They are all different, and I think they just enjoy being a part of something, belonging.
Yeah. Michelle, I know your husband Tony really, really well. He loves his rugby, loves his sport. What is it that made you two sit down and go, yep, we want to become foster parents?
Over the years, we've been involved a lot with children like that in mm-hmm. England and here. And we just wanted to give back. Rather than do straight out charities and give money, we just wanted to give back to society by doing that.
Which is absolutely fantastic.
So over the 16 years, you've had 12 kids come to your house and you've brought them up. So Father's Day was only the other week. Do they all come back?
They do at different times. This Father's Day, we had 3 kids there, 2 that are living with us and 1 that left about a year or two ago.
Yep.
And is finding life on the streets quite hard.
Oh, so when you guys brought that child up and they've gone to the streets.
They've gone to that, but I think he's heading back the right way. So
does that break your heart?
It does. It does, but there's not much you can do except support them along the way.
You say it's rewarding. I can imagine a troubled child coming through your doors, and to see them open up and feel love and get back on track must be an incredible feeling.
It is. It's the little things. And we've got one at the moment who's really, really coming on well. Mm. He's probably been the hardest one, but he's probably come round quicker in some ways than some of the others. He really knows that he's being looked after. He trusts. It's seeing that trust, because mm-hmm. it takes them a long time to trust. Yeah. Adults in their lives have never been trustworthy, so they don't trust immediately. Some never trust at all.
To people thinking about being foster parents and being deterred by, I guess, what can be quite challenging hurdles, what would you say to them?
Well, you do have to have patience. You have to have a sense of humour, and you've got to be prepared to give it a go. You're playing with someone's life there, so you've got to know you want to do it.
So, Dee, at Barnardo's, like, how much pressure are you guys under to find homes for the kids? Like, is there a massive shortage of foster carers here in the Illawarra?
Yeah, absolutely. We struggle to find those permanent carers. Mm-hmm. We have people that can take the children on a shorter term basis, but we have a number of children who have been sitting in those temporary spots now, you know, for 2 and 3 years, where those children need to be in permanent homes and feeling secure and safe.
Becoming a foster parent is something I have applied for before, about 8 years ago in Sydney, and my work hours were too much. It's something I'm reconsidering now. I'm about to get a divorce from my husband. I might not be able to have my own children. What's the criteria for becoming a foster parent?
Some of the basics is you need to be over 25. Mm-hmm. You need to have a spare bedroom. We're non-discriminatory, so you can be single, same-sex, married. Mm-hmm. There's no boundaries on that.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So they're kind of a couple of the key things, and you must be a non-smoker.
I specifically want to know about me, if that's all right, Dee. Mm. I know you need to go through the application process, but as a single female, I tick all the boxes with that criteria. What about my work life? You know, working full time, you know, what happens to the child when I'm at work? You know, is that up to me to get a carer? How does it work?
Yeah. As a rule, we ask for people to take the first 6 months off to help a child settle in. And then we ask for a further 6 months where they're available part time. What happens with a lot of our children that are school age is they're often suspended or expelled from schools. Okay. Yeah. So we need a parent to be available to attend to that should that happen.
When you say 6 months off work, do the government subsidise that? Like, who pays for someone taking 6 months off work?
You receive a carer's allowance. The criteria is a little bit different, I guess, for adoption and general foster care. So there's some differences in that. Overall, we're saying that, you know, if you work, that's okay. But we talk with you on an individual basis mm-hmm. about what that might look like for the child that comes to stay there with you.
Look, it is Foster Carers Week. Michelle, thank you very much for coming in this morning, and Dee from Barnardo's.
Pleasure.
We have some links up on our website, wavefm.com.au. You just click on the Mel and Trav page, and if you want to know more about what Barnardo's do, or you think you might be able to foster some kids, hit it up, wavefm.com.au. It's Mel and Trav in the morning on The Wave.